Reuters is reporting that the next summit meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will probably take place in early 2019. Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he hopes to meet his North Korean counterpart to lay the groundwork for what he called a big step forward toward denuclearization during the next summit. Since the last one in Singapore, there has been little progress reported on North Korea's nuclear arms pledges. Speaking with VOA in Mexico City, Pompeo said Chairman Kim had told him he was committed to the promises he made to President Trump at that Singapore event. This apparently goes a long way toward explaining why the United States and South Korea have called off another scheduled military exercise set for December, a decision that was reportedly made by U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis and his South Korean counterpart. There is mounting negative reaction to Saudi Arabia's long-awaited admission that dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi died at the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The Riyadh government also says it's detained a large number of suspects. Here is the AP's Mike Gracia.
Saudi Arabia is acknowledging that writer Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, is dead. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says prosecutors in the kingdom believe Khashoggi was killed in the consulate in Istanbul in a quarrel. According to the official announcement, 18 Saudis have been detained as suspects in the killing. The Saudi press agency also says King Salman proposes an urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services. Khashoggi, a frequent critic of the Saudi crown prince, had gone to the consulate to retrieve paperwork he needed to get married. I'm Mike Gracia.
Commenting on the announcement that suspects are being held, President Trump called it a good first step, but he said he wanted to confer with Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This is VOA News. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have scheduled a meeting for today to work out a strategy for dealing with a caravan of migrants heading north toward Mexico and the United States after setting out from Honduras. President Trump has warned of using the U.S. military, if necessary, to close the border with Mexico to stop what he called an onslaught. Meanwhile, thousands of migrants are involved in a standoff on a bridge that connects Guatemala with Mexico. Friday, many of the migrants broke through a fence at the frontier before being stopped by Mexican police. There is new evidence that Russia is continuing its assault on the U.S. election system. A Russian woman has been indicted for trying to meddle with next month's midterm voting. The AP's Sagar Magani has a report.
It's the first federal case alleging foreign interference in next month's elections. The Justice Department's accusing a Russian in a sweeping bid to use social media to influence American public opinion on everything from gun control to the NFL national anthem debate. The charge was announced after U.S. intelligence agencies made a rare public statement in accusing Russia, China, Iran, and others of ongoing campaigns to sway voters.
To influence the American public, to draw... sow discord and increased divisiveness.
Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says there's no evidence voting systems themselves have been compromised. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tens of thousands of protesters angry about the way the Brexit process is going marched through central London today, bent on delivering a message that there needs to be a new referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union. Protesters want the public given a chance to overturn the results of the original referendum in 2016, the argument that a lot of new light has been shed on the cost and complexities of Brexit. London Mayor Sadiq Khan joined today's march and said what is clear is that the Prime Minister has only two options on the table, a bad Brexit deal or no deal at all. Millions are going to the polls in Afghanistan this weekend in parliamentary voting. Security at polling places is tight, in part due to threats of violence from the Taliban. The voting takes place just days after the assassination of an influential police chief in Kandahar province. There is deep mourning in the Indian state of Punjab, where a high-speed train plowed through a crowd at an annual Hindu festival. At least 60 people were killed, many of them children. Upwards of 100 others were injured. The sound of the approaching train was apparently lost in the noise of a fireworks display. Indian Prime Minister Modi called it a heart-wrenching tragedy. No big winner in this weekend's Mega Millions lottery in the United States. The jackpot, already at $1 billion, is expected to grow to $1.6 billion for a new drawing on Tuesday. 15 second-tier winners will get $1 million apiece. For all the news all the time, you can go to voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1.